TV audiences in the United States are saying goodnight to The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The comedians helmed the show on the CBS network for nearly 11 years, taking over from David Letterman, who first started in 1993. Parent company Paramount says it cancelled the show for financial reasons, claiming it ran at a $40 million loss per year. But many of Colbert's colleagues and allies are skeptical and say free speech in the Trump era is under attack. So what's really going on? The cancellation was announced mid last year when Paramount wanted federal approval for a multi-billion dollar merger with Skydance. It was a shock for the audience, with The Late Show often winning the ratings battle for its time slot. Colbert's a regular critic of Donald Trump and even went after his own employer for settling a separate $16 million lawsuit with the president.
I believe that this kind of complicated financial settlement with a sitting government official has a technical name in legal circles. It's big fat bribe. Because this all comes as Paramount's owners are trying to get the Trump administration to approve the sale of our network to a new owner, Skydance.
When Colbert was axed, the president wrote on social media that he was glad he'd been fired and said rival late night host Jimmy Kimmel would be next. Then, just 2 months later, Kimmel was temporarily axed by his employer, ABC America, after a joke about the MAGA movement and the assassination of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk.
This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish.
Putting aside the finer details of these two controversies, many commentators are broadly seeing this as an attack on free speech, something that's enshrined in the US Constitution. Steve Mogg from TV Black Box in Australia says Stephen Colbert is being punished for taking on Donald Trump.
CBS and Paramount absolutely capitulating to fawn over President Trump to get what they want. Because he is transparent in, you know, basically saying if you pay me enough money or give me the things that I want, you'll get what you want.
But he says the future of other late shows is uncertain, not just because of political pressure.
Part of the challenge for late night TV is that with shrinking traditional broadcast audiences, they really need a network to hold its nerve and say, we believe so much in what this is that we will continue to pour the money into it.
Other commentators have also pointed out that audiences may simply be fatigued by the polarized politics of the United States making its way into every aspect of life, including comedy. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will be replaced in the States by the talk show Comics Unleashed. On Channel 10 Australia, it will be replaced with reruns of The Big Bang Theory and 10 News Plus.